Bank of Cardiff, this is Stra.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
All right. Got a thing in the mail.
Oh, okay, perfect. Can you hold on for just a second?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Let me just look up your information here. Can I get the 16-digit reservation code?
2411.
Uh-huh.
1301.
Okay.
0059.
Mm-hmm. 357. Oh, I think I'm missing a number here. 2411-1301-0059-357.
5357.
5357, okay.
Just the 5. That's
all right. Yeah. All right, let's see. Great Lakes Lab?
Correct.
Perfect. And who am I speaking to?
Richard Volk.
Richard.
Victor O-L-K.
Oh, Victor, okay. And just in case we get disconnected, what's the best number to get back to you at?
219-464-8885.
All right. Perfect. How's your day been?
Busy.
Me too.
That's good.
The Monday catch up.
No, Monday is just another day of the week right now. I was on business all weekend.
Oh, really?
I flew back yesterday, and that was a long day because my 1-hour flight turned into be a 6-hour day.
Wow. Why is that?
Delayed.
Oh, were you like flying Southwest or something?
I didn't get out of Chicago in time to get to Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh, It was 3 hours late to get to me.
Wow.
And when I got back to Chicago, then it decided to sit on the tarmac for another hour before we got
Jeez.
In. Because the gate was full. The gate wasn't
That's out. Crazy.
Yeah.
It must have been scary, too. You know, it was 9/11 and all that, too. I would be scared to fly, just because.
I wasn't scared. That part ain't a problem. Just sitting around waiting when you got to the airport long enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're sitting around doing, like, oh, my God.
Yeah, waste of time. Alrighty, well, I have your file pulled up here. I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on your business.
Absolutely.
And I can answer any. My name is Jia, J-I-A.
That's neat.
Yeah, it's Chinese.
What was it? Chinese?
It's Chinese, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know.
Yep. Okay.
You're Chinese, then.
I am, yes.
You don't sound like it one bit.
Well, I guess that's good, right?
You have really good English. You got better
Thank
English
you.
Than I do.
You'd be surprised. I'm actually born in China, too. But I came when I was like 2-3 years old, so I guess it doesn't count.
Did you?
Yeah.
You sound very pleasant on the phone, so you got a good
Thank
phone
you.
Voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, so I have your file pulled up. So I have Great Lakes Lab, LLC.
Yep.
Is that correct? Okay.
Correct.
And I have your billing address here is 1051 Transport Drive.
Correct.
Okay. And how long have you been in business for?
Since 2003. Wait, my brain's dead. 2003.
2003? Okay. And are you the 100% owner?
No, my wife actually owns more than I do.
Oh, 51-49?
Yep.
Okay.
You got it.
All right.
I work for my wife 24/7 now.
Huh? Sorry?
I work for my wife 24/7.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yes, I do.
Good luck.
It works great.
That's good. Okay, so we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Looking for like $100,000.
Okay.
To get me through basically for the next 6 months. Of that $100,000, I would actually be paying off $25,000 to another loan I borrowed just to pay it off and get it out of the way. So the other $75,000 I would actually be using for capital for the next 3 or 4 months. Our company right now had got a big financial hit beginning of the year with
okay.
a company that left us. Last year was profitable. This year is not being profitable. I will
okay.
tell you up front.
Okay.
Our cash in-house on a monthly basis,
uh-huh.
with some exceptions,
okay.
is like $40,000 a month.
Okay.
That is
deposit?
But that is actually incorrect information.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because what happens is in December I get another $33,000 from one of my customers who pays me for the whole year at one time.
Uh-huh.
And February I got another customer pays me $85,000 or $86,000 in February for the whole year. Then in June I get another $86,000 from the same customer paid me for the other half a year.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So there's 3 months where I get some really big cash influx. And then so if I gave you statements, you wouldn't see them unless I gave you from December forward. Okay. That way you could actually see how it works. I get $40,000 every month, but I get those big hits at those three different months.
Okay, okay. So there's kind of like a lag time between now until you
right,
get
until
your
January's
next payment.
Right, payment comes again.
I see, okay.
We are actually, we just partnered up with a new individual.
Okay.
From Pittsburgh.
Okay.
That's where I was in Pittsburgh for. We were finalizing all the deals.
Uh-huh.
And he's actually going to help us basically triple our business within the next year.
I see. Okay.
So right now we got to get some cash in here just to take care of it for the next 3 months. Because he figures in the next 3 months,
yep.
by the end of December, he figures I'll have another $300,000 coming in.
Okay. So
mine is the expenses I got to pay out on it, but
uh-huh.
revenue-wise, it's going to be a big hit.
Okay.
And he says he thinks that's going to be low. I said,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Okay, so there's a little fluctuation, but that's fine. We work with businesses that are seasonal. Well, I would just say quote-unquote seasonal for you just because the deposits are coming
in
at stagnated.
I know what you mean by
seasonal. Yeah. Okay, cool. So how were your gross annual sales like last year?
Our sales last year?
Hang on,
let me get all this up. I got to get my books up. Report. Profit and loss. 15, let's go through 12, this year, and we have two different years, you're going to ask me questions about this year too, I already know what's coming.
Yeah.
I might as well get them both up and do 2 years at one time.
Sure.
Okay, last year's, gross profit or revenue? Gross
Just
profit,
revenue.
Our revenue was almost 900,000.
Okay. So 900, okay, and then how's this year tracking for you?
Actually, let me go back to June. That way I can kind of give you a better feel. I got money on the books already. So right now we're doing probably about $750,000 for this year.
Okay. Year-to-date?
Year-to-date is $375,000 right now.
Okay.
Up to June, end of June.
Okay. So this year is not as good,
it's not,
said.
Well, yeah, because I missed $100,000 in revenue from one customer left me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I know. That would hurt.
Yeah.
That's how it is. You move
on. It's a big chunk.
Yes, it is. For what we do. Mm-hmm. We're not a big company. We're basically a little bit less. Last year we did, like, almost 900,000, and that was our highest year ever we did. So
okay.
I figured this year we were going to be down into the
nice.
700,000 somewhere.
Yeah. So. Okay. What do you guys specialize in?
We are a forensic crime lab.
Oh.
Yes, we do.
Like CSI.
We're testing for government agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And we do undercover narcotic work for government agencies. And we do DNA for governments, too. And, of course, we can do that for private industries, too. We can do a lot for private industries.
Okay.
We do not have people come up to my door and say, I want a drug screen.
Right, yeah.
So.
So, basically working with a lot of the government and the police and stuff like that.
Yes, we do. Yes. We work
Okay.
with basically that. I mean, our business is probably pretty much 70% of government at least and 30% of industry.
Okay.
And so
Who
still
else
keeping it real cool.
would be your customer besides the government for this type of stuff?
Oh, private, like you guys. You got a drug screening program at your company?
Oh, like a drug test or
Yeah,
stuff
we
like
do drug
that.
testing
Oh,
for private
okay.
companies. Yeah, that's basically the outside people that, industry-wise, would be all drug testing
I see.
for
Okay.
illegal drugs.
I see. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Do you guys have there? Are there a lot of you guys around this type of company?
Not privately owned. No, there's a few of us. There's there's some big the ones that are around are way bigger than we are, which is where we want to get to.
Right.
So, but yeah, not really a lot of private wants to do what we do this way. Yeah, it's supposed to do everything that we do.
I see.
You
How did
know,
you?
there's companies that do drug screening, but they don't do the undercover work at all.
You're right.
They only
Okay.
do they might do the drug screening, but they don't do the DNA part of it.
Right.
They
Do you
do
guys also
one
do
thing
like
only. We
private
do three of them. We
investigation
do
stuff
three things
too?
right now.
Do you guys do also like private investigation, trying to find
For
someone
people that want
or
to
that
do
sort
them,
of thing?
yeah. I mean, I got attorneys come to us all the time for help, trying to help their clients to see what's
Ah.
going on with them. You
I
know,
see.
a
Yeah.
lot of the DNA work has to do with mom and dad finding out who's going to get the baby, and they're doing paperwork.
Oh, I see.
They want to make sure the parents are not, make sure, quote, they are the parents, make sure they are the parents, because actually, I had one case where the mother wasn't the mother. That created a whole new issue.
That's interesting.
So she was giving the wrong baby out from the
That's a lot
hospital,
of
which
drama.
I have no clue whatever happened with it. But baby and mommy weren't the same.
Wow, that's
That was a
crazy.
shocker.
Yeah.
And to tell the mother that was, to tell the lawyer for the mother, that
Yeah.
was hard. You got a problem here. Hospital screwed up
Tough,
somewhere.
tough spot.
Or she stole the child. Could be too that too. I don't know what
Or that
happened.
too. Or the hospital messed up.
Yeah, so I said, who knows, but
Yeah.
we never know the outcomes. That's not what we do,
Right.
but we make sure daddy's a daddy before they do child support. And once that all happens, then they go, if it's a divorce case after that, then they'll say they want to make sure that the parents are not on drugs. So we'll do drug testing for them to make sure that they're clean.
I
And once
see.
not clean, well, that's a knock against that parent saying you might not get your child because you're doing something illegal, per se.
Right. That's
So.
crazy.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
happens.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
those are things we do.
Okay. So, circling back, you said 25,000 was towards gonna pay off a loan that you have right now.
Yeah, if I get 100,000, I'm gonna take 25 and pay off a
Okay.
current loan that I
Who
have.
is it with?
My God. I need to ask.
Or what type of loan is it? Is it like working
It's just a
capital
long loan.
or?
It was a cash infusion loan. That was it.
Okay.
It's over 4 or 5 months, I think it's been paid off. I paid the first payment last month. I can't remember who it is. My brain's dead.
Oh. So you only got it last month?
I got 2 months ago. My first payment was last month.
I
And
see,
we just want to
okay.
pay it off. We just want to pay that off and be done with it. I don't
Okay.
have to. It's just something like that. Well, I might as well pay it off.
Yeah, I mean,
That's what my
you might
partner
as well
said.
just
That's
put
what
it
they
into
do.
one big payment, if
Huh?
you're getting capital from us, you might as well just, instead of having
Right.
two
And my
separate
partner
payments.
said, "Why don't you should probably get to go get 100?" Because he goes, "You probably only need 75 to get through the next part of the year till we get the revenue coming in." And that he goes, "So he goes, but I would go for the 100,000 and then tell him what you're going to do with the extra 25 to go pay off the difference." I said, "Okay."
Okay.
So that loan. I said, "Okay."
Sure. So, do you have any idea at all on who it is or what kind of term you have? It's that sort
Well,
of thing.
I can't think who it is right now. My brain is just not working for it. I know I paid
Okay.
$6,000 last month. I paid $6,000 this month
Okay.
coming up. And then I got to pay $4,000 for the next 3 months or 4 months. So
Okay.
it's either a 5 or 6 month loan, but I don't
Okay.
even know. But that's it. I know it ain't more than 6 months. I know it's six,
Sure.
six, four, four, four. And I don't think that adds up to be enough. So I think it has to be one more four.
Yeah.
So it has to be 4 or 6 months. Yeah, because
Sixteen,
that's 12.
18.
12 and 12 is 24,000. Yeah, so it has to be 6 months.
Yeah.
It's 6-4-4-4-4.
Okay. Six,
So,
four,
yeah,
four, four?
so
Okay.
I know that now off my head. I can't think of who it is. I'll come up with it. Sometime I'll come up with a name.
Sure, no problem. You could just send me the contract later, and then I'll be able to just see everything.
I would have to give that for my present, my wife, because she has all that stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because if we're going to pay off someone's another loan or consolidate, we need that just so we can, you know, make sure everything is okay with you.
Okay, so you would actually go pay it directly. We wouldn't have to worry about paying me and me paying it off.
Well, no, I would pay you, and then you would pay them. But basically, we just need to see the contract, just because basically when you refi, you want to make sure you're getting a better deal, or you know, at least the same, right? So we want to make sure.
Like 8 or 9% with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll just take that. I'll get that from you later when you send everything else.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I need that contract. Whoever, I gotta remember who it's with, but I can't think of it right now.
Sure. Okay. And then, so the 75 is just—is it for like payroll, materials?
Yeah, just
stuff like that.
General cash and for using to help until it gets through the next 3 months.
Okay. Sounds good.
You know, I mean, I'll have to pay it out longer than that because it's gonna help me to pay it off in 3 months. But.
Mm-hmm. And then in 3 months in November, that's when you would get mid-November or December?
He figures by the end of the year we'll be up. Well, he says by the end of the year he figures our revenue's going to be up by $300,000 by the end of the year.
Oh, I see. Okay. But you're not getting – but basically you're not getting
I'll get
until
$30,000, $30-some thousand in December from my one customer.
Okay.
January I'll receive the other $86,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about like the rest of this month and like next month? Like what type of, you know, incoming revenue do you have?
$35,000 each month. That's what we get. That's what I bill for each month, basically.
Okay, cool.
So
sounds good. I just want to make sure, you know, there's still something coming in. I know you're waiting for big contracts to come in, but I want to make sure you still have something.
Yeah, I always got $35,000 to $45,000 coming in every month.
Okay, sounds good. Sure. And then how would you rate your credit? National average about 680. Do you think you're around that, above, below?
I don't think our credit's going to be very good. I don't know what it's going to be, but I think it's going to be very good probably.
Okay.
Is it company-wise or individuals?
You and your wife?
I think my wife, it's not going to be very good. Right now I'm not paying myself, so I'm not really paying my bills at home.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's not good.
Okay.
I can't control that right now.
Right, yeah. Well, we just look at it, but, you know, it's just part of the process just to look at it, but it's not going to be on the personal credit. But we work with creditors A to D, so even if it's, you know, below the national average, we'll still have a program for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then have you looked anywhere else for financing right now, or we're kind of...
The company I was with last time is paid off.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at them right now, yes.
Oh, okay, who is it?
Swift Capital.
Swift, okay. Mm-hmm. And where are you at with?
They work with me very well.
That's good.
Well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard some good stuff about them.
My wife just brought this into me and said, hey, call them and see what we got, because we need to get an answer on this quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's confusing pretty quick.
Sure. And then are you just in the application process right now with Swift?
Yes, that's all I'm doing right now.
Okay, sure.
I just actually got on the phone with them before lunch. I'm calling you after lunch.
Oh, I see. Okay. Cool. Well, if you
what do you want me need to send you, and I'll take care of that.
Yeah. So I'll all we'll need is just the application, which is one page. I need most recent 6 months of business bank statement.
I'm gonna give you more on that, so you can see the history from December forward.
Okay. Sure. Let's do 12
months
then.
One-time payments coming through.
Let's do 12 months then, since you're a little quote unquote seasonality to it.
Yeah, well, I was just going to do December. I got December forward down on my system already.
Okay, sure.
I don't download anything else. So
you
get more than what you
want. The more, the better.
You're going to get more what you wanted, but
right.
You know it's like 9 months, and you know that's where, because all the other months are be about the same then. There's only 2 months ahead infusion of money.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, if you have 12 months ready, I'll take 12 months then. The more the better.
Right now.
You have 9 months, okay. And then also just need most recent business tax return. Do you already have 2015's completed?
No, we do not yet.
You have an extension on 14?
I got 2014.
Okay, and you have extension on it?
I got 2015, 20. Extension, right.
Okay, perfect. So I'll just take 2014's then, that works. And then once you get everything into me, and then also the loan contract with the other loan that you want to pay off, once you get everything into me, I can get you an answer in about 24 hours to 48 at the longest. So we'll work really fast.
I need to work fast because I really get confusing.
Yeah.
I need to at least have ideas what I'm going to do.
Yeah. And then if you get any kind of approvals or offers from SWIFT, make sure to let me know and send it over to me because we actually have a policy where we'll beat the competitor offers.
Well, this is where we're going to have a headache right now. I need SWIFT can give me my answers today.
Okay.
So I need to get this done like quickly.
Sure.
And
I'll expedite it.
I
How about
need
that?
cash infusion quickly. That's how
Sure.
quick we are.
How about this? I'll expedite it and put you on the top of the list.
Yeah, so I'm going to actually get your information. Within the hour, you're going to have your information.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, that's how quick I'm going to get this done for you.
Sounds good. And
How do I
I'll
get
put
to
a I'll expedite your file too.
you? Okay, why
Okay.
don't you here's my email. That way you can send
Sure.
me an email,
Sure.
and I'll respond back to you with all the attached file
Sure.
attached
What's
files.
your email?
You might get more than one attachment because it might be too big for one email, but at least you
Okay.
will.
Sure, whatever works for you.
RC.
Oh, sorry. My pen just
RC.
died on me.
That's all right.
R Steve, you said?
RC, Richard Carl.
Okay.
RC. V as in Victor, OLK. At GL hyphen labs, LABS, dot com. If you do a red receipt, I'll make sure that way you know I got it. I'll say yes to it. That way you
Okay.
know I got that part, you know, then I got it, and you know we
Okay.
get the information to you.
Sounds good. So I just
Okay.
want to make sure I got it right. R as in Roger, C as in Charlie, V as in Victor, O, L as in Larry, K as in Kite, at GL-Labs, LABS dot com.
Correct.
All right, perfect. I'll go ahead and send that
Do I
over
get
to
the
you right now.
application?
Yeah, I'll send the application too.
Okay, I need that.
Okay.
I got a handwritten one, but
Oh, okay, yeah. That one is the one with the letter, right? You can either fill
yeah.
that one out and scan it if you want to, or I'm gonna send you one right now too.
Okay, I could scan it. I could do that. Go on, send me
Okay.
one. I'll see what my wife wants to do real quick.
Okay, sure.
Okay, sounds
Whichever
good.
way you want to do it.
That's fine. Do both. I mean, go on, send me one, and I'll go from there.
Okay.
Thanks.
All
Okay.
right, no problem.
Bye,
Talk to you
Todd.
later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.